Signs and symptoms of sepsis. You should call 111 immediately. If you, your child or someone you look after, feels very unwell or like there's something seriously wrong. Has not urinated all day. For adults and older children. Or in the last 12 hours, for babies and young children. Keeps vomiting and cannot keep any food or milk down, for babies and young children. Has swelling or pain around a cut or wound. Has a very high or low temperature, feels hot or cold to the touch, or is shivering. Do not worry if you're not sure if it's sepsis, it's still best to call 111. What causes a sepsis infection? The immune system usually keeps an infection limited to one place. This is called a localized infection. To do this, the body produces white blood cells. White blood cells travel to an infection site to destroy the germs causing the infection. This triggers tissue swelling, known as inflammation. This helps to fight the infection and prevent it from spreading. However, an infection can spread to other parts of the body if the immune system is weak or an infection is severe. Widespread inflammation can damage tissue and interfere with blood flow. When blood flow is interrupted, blood pressure can drop dangerously low. This stops oxygen from reaching the organs and tissues. Sepsis can be triggered by an infection in any part of the body. The most common sites of infection that lead to sepsis are lungs, urinary tract, abdomen, pelvis. 25,000 hospital admissions with sepsis each year in the UK occur in children. 40% of all sepsis survivors suffer permanent, life-changing after effects. 5 people die with sepsis every hour in the UK. Spotting sepsis in adults. Slurred speech or confusion. Extreme shivering or muscle pain. Passing no urine in a day. Severe breathlessness. It feels like you're going to die. Skin mottled or discolored.